to the, let's get to business. Brain agenda. Fog and all. Yeah. Brain fog and all.
Well, and that, and we're also, we're buying our house in the process.
So, the house we've been living in, we were buying it. We're in the, in the end stage of it. Yeah. So VIPSA, let's focus though. That's all noise we need to focus. Here's a summary of great next steps. Put together the VIPSA model now that you practice the value question. Practice script on VIPSA. We have not done any of these.
We have not put together the scripts, but Roxana has been practiced. You have practiced the value
question. Oh yeah, I can see. No. I do the value question with everyone now.
Yeah. And that's, we do need to put together the scripts and practice them, because we're going to be much more efficient, you know, doing it the way that Rob showed us to do it last call than you know, just winging it.
Oh, Rick brought in $2 million.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And
well, more. Just $2 million came in yesterday.
Just yesterday. There's more coming in, yeah.
Yeah, there should probably be another $500,000 or $1 million by the end of the week.
Was that just plain charisma, Rick, or what?
Supernova.
Oh, it's my stunning good looks.
No, Rick, you, these clients did not have the level of care that you're providing them now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're difficult clients. It's two sisters and a brother. I mean, they're very, very wealthy. The brother is a little bit more difficult, and I'll show you, and just by giving the story, you'll know how difficult he is. I changed both sisters' accounts to advisory and done phenomenal. They're averaging, you know, cause I did it in December of 2019 or something like that. So their accounts that we changed to advisory are averaging like close to 30% in that time frame. So they were very happy, and we were going to do it for the brother. And he, you know, we send him the single advisory contract, and he started signing, reading it. He actually read it, and then he said he was going to have his attorney read it. And then he wanted Morgan Stanley to change the terms of their single advisory contract. I was like, listen, buddy, this is the contract that they use for institutions, for foundations, for, you know, for endowments and pension funds. They're not going to change it for you.
Well, you didn't say it like so, that, right?
No, actually, I told her, I go, honestly, they're just not going to change it. This is the, you know, we're, because you always had a problem with arbitration. I said, listen, even our employment contracts, our rule, are. Yeah, or by arbitration, you know?
Right.
I say, well, let's just, you know, let's just do transactional. I'll buy you a bunch of mutual funds and some ETFs, and we'll leave it as that. But anyways, the sisters, I guess she was doing some estate planning. She wanted to give something to her niece and put it in a revocable trust. And they had money at a couple of other banks, and they send it over here to go into that irrevocable trust. And now the one of the daughter's husband is bringing all his accounts from Wells Fargo, and now they're thinking about bringing their accounts from Wells Fargo because the guy they were working with left to Raymond James.
Good job.
So yeah, I gotta you know, we're having monthly calls. They just don't realize that they're on Supernova.
What did they say? They didn't want monthly calls, but they like them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after every call, I send Gladys an email and tell them, listen, call them in 3 weeks and schedule it, you know, schedule it for a week or two after you call them.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? People are like, no, I don't want to do that. They just like to keep you, they like you in your box, you see? And that's.
Yeah.
And so you say, okay, I'm in your box. Okay. And, but you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because then you end up losing track of them and they don't get the service. And I mean, they're they run a for-profit school. And before the pandemic happened, the government wanted to buy their school for $90 million. Apparently, you know, it didn't go through because obviously, you know, with the pandemic and all that. But so I think there was like, you know, they put it on hold, but there's a possibility that in the future they end up selling that school for it.
What is the school?
It's a for-profit college.
Oh.
It's like a community college.
So why?
No, it's not a community college. It's a four-year school. It's a four-year school.
It is.
It's like it's like a Kaiser College or University of Phoenix type school, but they're, you know, they focus like on nursing and you know, computer programming and they do have some business programs. They even have a sports team now. They even have a basketball team.
So why does the government want to buy it?
I guess they've done a very good job, right? And they want to expand their footprint.
Government come in and just screw it up.
Oh, yeah. But they're older too, so maybe that's, you know, they might take that buyout.
Right. You sell it to the government, they screw it up, and then you buy it back for a dollar, and then you sell it to them again.
Yeah. Or in a few years, you just start a new one.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's really good news.
Yeah. Well, there's that. And then there was a prospect that I was working on before lockdown that we were going to meet. And I finally got him on the books. We're going to have lunch next Thursday.
To follow up
that he wanted to consolidate all his accounts with me. So, you know, the business owner is actually a friend of a friend. So we're hoping that works out and then go from there.
Oh, and the community we live in, I just spoke to the president of the board. Because we needed the HOA to sign a letter and stuff. And I've talked to him a few times. He runs, Rick, I mispronounce it. What is it? Keys. He runs this whole, he's like the whole South Florida division. We talked for a while and I'll be working at volunteering in a committee to eventually work my way to join the board here also.
Good. Good, good. That's great. So you got a lot done in the fog.
Yeah.
So we've been, like I said, we've been all over the place.
We're still getting stuff done.
We're still getting stuff done.
It's just that clarity of mind is not there. We're getting the tasks done, but you know when you are getting tasks done and you can see the big picture, it's almost like I can't grasp, you know, I'm knocking out the task, but I can't see the big picture. I can't, there's like a fog in my brain, but anyways, it'll pass. It too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
And I joined a mastermind.
Oh yeah. Rick joins a mastermind. He starts tonight.
Wow. That's pretty wonderful.
And you know that we've done the VEA already and we've joined the Google that we mentioned. We talked last, we've done the full tier, the full, the more expensive one of the Google ad and the Google optimization and all of that. We've done that too. That's going to take time.
Nice. Congratulations. That's great. So do you like your VEA?
I love the VEA. Yes. Yes. We didn't realize what a mess we had, you know, a lot of our online presence, our website. I mean, so right now where we are, she's organized everything. She's sending out our NBAs. She's posting on LinkedIn. We meet weekly. She's posting a lot of personal content, like family pictures and things like that, and they get great response on LinkedIn. I need to set up a Twitter and Facebook. She's recommended that. But I think we need to start, you know, through the VIPSA and creating our pipeline. We need to start adding more prospects to our NBA list because that's going to help. I think we can utilize her more in that way. But she explained to us just along with what she does and with the Google, she explained to us that it takes time. Anything that's online, you know, increasing your online presence, and it's like planting seeds, and it's going to take time to start seeing, you know, the fruits of everything we've been planting and doing, to bear fruit, to take time. It's going to take time, she explained. So.
Yeah, it's, I've never had anybody hire a VEA and then complain about it.
No.
It's amazing. And they, you know, I probably recommended it 10 times and all are happy.
Yes, it's worth every penny.
It's great. It keeps you focused. It's good. Well, good. Well, congratulations. That's good. That's good. How's your pipeline?
Gradually, slowly but surely building it up. It's better than it was a month ago. I'll say that. I'll leave it at that. I'm the impatient one. You know, it's not going as fast as I would like, but you know, as long as we are moving in the right direction and not stagnant, and keep up the pace, I think, you know, by in the next, you know, few months, we should have a pretty good pipeline.
Keeping in mind, you also want to make sure that you are kind of examining who are still left as customers and,
yes,
and work that list. You know, people that are still customers that you want to turn into clients by doing a financial plan, by getting them on 1242, by getting them on fee-based services, just really having them become a valued client.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing we've been doing. Maybe not so much the financial plan, but we've been converting a lot of.
Oh yes, a lot
to fee-based. Yeah.
Yes, yes, a lot of Melanie's book. We've been working really hard. Two things we've been focusing on: looking at clients' alternatives that are, you know, in the upper high net worth, which is most of our book, not Butler's, and adding to a lot of, you know, adding to the breeds, adding to a, you know, a percentage of their portfolio over to alternatives, and also municipals and corporate bonds. We've been transitioning over to Eaton Vance and the Capital Group. You know, moving it a lot more to fee-based.
Great.
And, so yes, that's been a big push also. Every client we talk to, we've been, you know, there's an opportunity there. We've been moving that for their benefit, you know, honestly.
Yeah, because you can't get the same bonds.
No, that's what I expect.
No, we can't.
Post financial crises, you know, it's the situation has changed and no, we cannot. The inventory on our end.
Not only that, they're not even getting the bonds, the credit research and all that. We're not going to be, you know, reading up on each municipality and following everything that they do. You know, when we have, if you're buying transactional, you're buying hundreds of bonds a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Makes a big difference. Figure out what you do well.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time doing things that you're, if somebody else can do it at least as good as you, it may be better, but maybe you're a hair better on something, it still may not be worth it.
No, it's not.
Exactly. It's not. Because then you miss out on helping them out in another area of their life.
Right. I mean, maybe you can convert, you know, $2 million of loans that they've got at a higher rate into your securitized loans. Right? And
yeah.
Knock their fees from 3% down to 1.5%, and they're happy, and you've got some more business. And that to me is exactly what you're talking about. By the way, back to the situation where you had to call advance, you know, 3 weeks in advance to set up an appointment. Just go ahead and put them on the scheduler, Rick.
No, what I do is I tell Gladys to call them in 3 weeks from the time that I spoke,
okay,
and get them on the schedule that week, so okay, that, you know, within the next week or two, so that it is a month.
But what we are doing with some of them that have been hesitant, the way we've been also transitioning them is right when we finish our call.
We set up the next appointment.
We tell them, this is where, it would be great to talk in 4 weeks. And so the idea is that eventually we're just going to put them on the schedule,
put them on a permanent, plan.
It's not too many. Most of our clients are, recurring already, but there is a handful. There is a few that we have to do that with, but they were against it, and they're good clients. They're very good clients. We don't want to give them up.
Right. And you can always put them on the scheduler and come up every month, and you can always say, you know what? I'm not calling them this month. And they don't know about it, and you don't tell them, and you just decide that I'm going to wait. I don't have that much for them this month. I'll wait till next month. I mean, that's not your 12-4-2s, but that's somebody that isn't convinced, and you've just put them on the schedule just to remind yourself, I like the idea that you don't have to remember anything as long as you have the schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's too hard to remember everything. I wouldn't want to try, right?
Roxana.
Sorry.
I can't go. She came into the office and I'm getting that feedback.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to put for our accountability for this coming period?
I would say the VITSPA, get the scripts done and
what we were supposed to do last week.
Start practicing.
All right, so just basically do the same thing. I won't send you an executive summary. We're just going to do what we were going to do before, but got interrupted by a COVID lookalike evil thing.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's not COVID, I don't know what this is.
Right. You guys got COVID. I'm telling you, you got COVID. You got all the symptoms.
Yeah.
So the good news is, if you get COVID, you've got the antibodies. So,
yes.
Yeah.
If you get through it, you're fine. So now you should be pretty much protected. But you want to get your tests. Make sure when your test comes back, it's going to say you got it, and then then go and get tested for the antibodies.
The antibodies.
Right.
Build them up, and you're not in a situation like me, where you're going to get it again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because look, the reality is you can be really careful, you can be sort of careful, or you can be not careful.
Right.
And, when I thought I had my two shots, I was sort of careful.
Right. Right.
Right. Now I'm going to be really careful.
Exactly. Exactly. You need to know where you stand. Yes.
You need to know where you stand, and you just don't hang around with kids and stuff where, you're going to get it. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's my fatherly advice.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for
all your patience and help all these years. Years. Wow. That's right.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Well, you two get well and stay well. Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch. Okay.